President Bush is pressing an ambitious agenda in Washington. He's proposing tax cuts bigger than anybody expected and also renominating a controversial judge, Charles Pickering Sr. NPR's Don Gagne reports on the president's aggressive moves.
This past week, in the first week of the new Congress, the White House sent a message to Capitol Hill that the president is the big man in town and he intends to act like it. Presidential scholar Fred Greenstein of Princeton says Mr. Bush continues to get strong public approval numbers. With that comes political capital, and his party controls the Congress, so he's making it clear he's going to throw his weight around and push for what he wants.
And I think that's the image that presidents want. Presidents who want to really make a difference need to convey a sense within the political community that, A, that they have real public support, and secondly, that they have skill and will. And that's also coming across, I think, very strongly.
Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College in California, was a Republican Party official in Washington during the years President Bush's father was in the White House. He says the current president watched his father and learned what happens if you don't have a strong sense of what you want to do as president.
During the first Bush administration, it became a national joke to say it wouldn't be prudent. Bill Clinton attacked the elder Bush. If you won't use your power to help America, step aside, I will. Well, this George Bush doesn't want that to happen to him. People may criticize his policies, but they're not going to accuse him of timidity.
President Bush's backers praise his approach, stating he won a mandate in the midterm elections in November. So they ask, what else should the president do but be bold? Of course, there will be those with a different view.
Well, you know, I think someone could say that it's bold when you jump off a cliff, but I'm not necessarily convinced that that's the right thing to do.
That's Leon Panetta, who first came to Washington to work for President Nixon, then returned as a Democratic congressman and ultimately became chief of staff to President Clinton. Panetta says the president's bold strokes on tax cuts and on the Pickering nomination may project strength and decisiveness in the sense of creating an image.
But again, I think you have to ask, are the steps that he's taking, whether it's with regards to the economy or Iraq or anything else, do they make sense in terms of our basic values as a country, and do they make sense in terms of our national interest? And that, I think, is where I find the greatest fault with what the president's doing.
Indeed, there is risk to what the president is doing. He may well get the lion's share of the blame if the economy doesn't improve. As for Pickering, backing a Mississippi judge with a controversial record on civil rights could backfire against a president who says he wants to bring the country together. Still, Princeton's Fred Greenstein says President Bush is doing what strong presidents before him have done, including, he says, another Texan who once occupied the Oval Office.
I think there is an element of the Lyndon Johnson in this Texas president in that he's a natural in terms of wheeling and dealing and the give and take side. And Johnson was someone who, especially domestically, who pushed relentlessly for his domestic programs.
President Bush is counting on getting much of what he wants, and his pattern is to claim victory even if he eventually has to compromise. But he's also calculating that even if he loses on something like the coming fight over Pickering, he's let Congress know he's unpredictable and always ready for a fight. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.